through my veins. Guess I'm already bleeding for it. All four chambers got a different kind of beat for it. Try for my breath, but it's filling up my lungs. Try keeping quiet, but it's banging like a drum. And it's shaking up my bones and tearing up my ligaments. I'm still trying to act like now it ain't that serious. But I'm deep in the womb and I'm kicking on the diaphragm. Trying not to seizure, blaze like Caesar. Funny when I feel you. Choke of the umbilical, my soul gets deeper. Songs real spiritual, cross around my neck and a crystal in my pocket. My love is the bomb and forgiveness is the rocket. Which army gon' stop it? My faith rises up even while pulse dropping. I've known it on my heart so it's never forgotten. Your only begotten. Sun and the moon and the stars open watching.
Welcome everybody. Welcome. Be sure you have some water and a comfortable place to light in. Welcome, everybody. Just getting adjusted here. One moment. Welcome, Lightcasters. Let's open in prayer, taking three deep breaths in the nose and out the mouth. Holy Mother, Holy Father of all life, sweet spirit of love, the force of spark of immaculate conception that moves through us, around us, behind us, above us, below us, within us, without us, before us, after us, above us and below us, through us, as us. We ask you to come and be with us and move through us and pray through us and breathe through us, create through us, as us. And I, Faye, ask that you make me a clear channel, an open vessel for unconditional love, channeled into practical and pragmatic solutions in real time. Calling on our beloved sister Mary Magdalene to join our circle today, feeling her never-ending, unconditional, in all directions, heart, emanating through all space and time, and feeling that emanation not as a simply as a reflection of what we already are. Many, many times in my life, Mary Magdalene has said to me when I say, "Is this really real? Are you really with me? How could this be? I'm so unworthy." And she always reminds me that I'm not hanging out with Mary Magdalene because I'm so good. That I'm so good. And I hang out with Mary Magdalene, just like you. Meaning, there is no worthiness to prove. There's nothing to earn. There's nowhere to go. I'll say that today in my own heart, I'm feeling so much grief, so many tears coming and coming and coming. And you know what? It makes a lot of sense, because what's happening right now on the planet is really sad. There is a lot of sad, sad, sad things happening every day. Some we hear about in the news, some we don't, some directly affecting my life and some not. But all of it is felt. All of it is felt, like Hester. And the message for today's transmission is all about feelings. Again, we're continuing this topic for the second half of September. And today we're going to specifically deal with the breath that's connected to the three sort of main feelings that we've been taught to fear. And the lie that overlays the fear of having those feelings, the fundamental lie is that we are in fact separate from God. We are not in fact separate from God. And the feeling that we need to become something better or different or other than we are in order to be in the light of unconditional love is terrifying. Just take a moment and feel what that is like in your body. We have been taught, schooled, churched, cultured that God is for some, but not for all. That some gods are good and some gods are bad. That only certain behavior is allowed in the eyes of God. That only certain kinds of people or beliefs about specific religious traditions are allowed in the eyes of God. Just feel what this is like in your body. It's awful. It feels so awful because it's not true. Because it's not true, beloved. And I think the beautiful news of this call is that when we have those feelings, the tightness and the discomfort in our physical body, it is actually a great gift to us. It's like the symptoms of illness are a great gift to us, because they say our immune system is saying, hey, 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 look out. Something's going on here. It needs your attention. And when we take the time to honor and respect our own perception and our own feelings, not in a grandiose or narcissistic way, of course not, but in a true honoring way, as we would for a child who's having a hard time. You know, for little ones, it's hard just to, you know, change the diaper sometimes, or to like wear a shirt they don't want to wear, or even just to like, you know, get in the car. It's really hard. Life is like, what the? And the more present we are with them, which is possible when our own feelings have been honored and felt and loved, the more present we are with them, the more we honor their experience in the moment without overlaying our own pain onto it, the easier it becomes for them to simply give birth to whatever the feeling is. That's how it feels, to really let it move through them, pass through them, to feel whatever discomfort the labor pains are bringing, and to complete the emotional, energetic field that they are experiencing. So this is true for our own hearts. This is true for our own hearts. Beautiful Isis came to me this morning when I was preparing, and she brought up soul retrieval, which is a way of talking about honoring all parts of ourself, right? Whether we're dealing with other lives that are happening, you know, parallel to this lifetime, where part of us feels kind of stuck or abandoned, or whether there's aspects of our personality or feelings that we have that we don't honor, or parts of our story that we feel ashamed to share or ashamed to even recognize. Desires that we have that we are not honoring and pushing down. That when there's aspects of ourselves that are left in the dark, feelings like fear, anger, sadness, left unfelt, it becomes impossible to be in the present moment. We become fragmented. Our attention is scattered about. And the hook, the catch, is that understanding, I'll tell you my own experience. I know that I've had a life where I was imprisoned for most of the lifetime, the many, many, many decades. I was all alone, solitary. I was high up in the mountains. And while the imprisonment was at once, in the first place, forced, over time, it became a choice that I made to remain solitary and sequestered from all life. I know this lifetime very well. It's in my awareness all the time. Now, the more that I say, oh, God, what a painful lifetime. I really don't like thinking about it. Oh, that must have sucked. The more I kind of turn away from it, the louder it becomes, the more painful it becomes, the more it starts to show itself in my life, this current life that I'm experiencing today, in funky ways where I start to feel trapped in the beautiful life that I've created for myself, not because I am, but because I'm ignoring this huge part of who I am and my experience of my soul's journey. So whether or not there's stories or scenarios from this or other lifetimes that we ignore, when we ignore stories, whether they're from this or other lifetimes, it doesn't really matter. And you know what else doesn't matter is having a deep, clear understanding or knowledge about why or what happened or anything like that. The greatest solution I have found to becoming integrated and whole and holy in this moment is on the power of the breath. And on the power of the breath, we don't actually have to have a lot of understanding, which is nice, because if you don't have a lot of experience in soul retrieval or past life regression, you know, it might feel a little daunting. If you're not a psychotherapist, it might be kind of freaky to think about dealing with all the trauma you've experienced in your life. And yet, while I'm not knocking any outside help, let me be clear, please get outside help as much as you need it. I am here as an embodied example of empowerment by your breath, by the natural healing power of our breath. And today we've been guided to talk about these three main feelings that most of us, I don't think I've ever encountered somebody that doesn't struggle with one or all of these feelings, and deeply feeling them in a way that is safe, beautiful, and actually awakening. So we're going to talk about fear, anger, and sadness. We have been taught that these three feelings are unacceptable and dangerous, scary, and bad, and therefore we've become accustomed to repressing them. And we talked about it in the first week's call, that this repression, this suppression, is actually what leads to oppression, to our own oppression, and then our, in turn, oppression of others. Because when we are not dealing with these feelings in an empowered, sovereign way, it becomes impossible to see the world without the pain that we feel just splashed all over it. Yeah, you see? And when we feel oppressed, it's much harder to reach out with love in the face of the oppressor. So when we're talking especially today about spiritual activism, and when we're talking today about dealing with the tremendous hate that seems to be permeating our brothers and sisters, our globe, which is like, we know humanity is not hateful. We understand it. We feel it. We are that. But unless we are completely felt up, which is, by the way, a daily practice, the bad news is, beloved, that this practice, I don't think, is ever going to end, because the stuff of life keeps coming at us every single day. So the sooner I committed to just making this a daily practice and feeling my feelings every day, the easier it became. Yeah. It, you know, I understand it can be tough because we want to be finished. I want to be finished. That'd be nice. I know how challenging this work can be. There's a prayer coming through in song. And part of the reason these three feelings have been so feared for so long is because they truly are the emotions of the goddess, of the feminine. And the feminine is deeply unknowable. And by knowable, I mean like approachable with the mind. She is deeply feelable, as in understood with the heart, embodied in the skin, touched by the finger, touched by the kiss. But the brain can't wrap itself around her. And therefore, in the current system that is definitely coming apart, these feelings that can at first approach seem never ending, like vast abysses of pain, there seems to be no other choice but to shut them down, right? So we can have so much compassion for anyone in our life who taught us, oh, you shouldn't cry. Don't cry. There's nothing to cry about, right? Or don't get angry. Why are you angry? Please don't be angry at me. There's nothing to be afraid of, right? These are, you can just feel how old these sayings are. Or have you ever been with someone who's, you can tell, visibly upset? They really have a lot to let go of, and they cover their eyes and they sort of choke back tears, and they maybe even apologize for crying. I'm so sorry, I'm crying. Oh, I can't believe I'm crying right now. Of course you're crying. You feel sad. Those tears are the cleansing rain of your body, letting go of the energy of sadness so that she can be free to recreate with each new breath. Of course you feel angry. Life hurts. Life is like that. Perhaps we are on the cusp of new paradigms where we no longer learn from this sense of duality. But today, in general, that's what we're dealing with. And until we completely accept that and accept responsibility for our feelings without any blame at all, and that's the kicker, without any blame at all, we will remain locked in to this idea that there is something, someone out there that is causing me harm, which is the essence of duality. That there is something somewhere out there that can solve my problem, the essence of duality. We are here to embody unified Christ consciousness, which means all is within me. You know who taught me this more than anything is my crystal friends. When I meditate with my crystal friends, I'm holding one, beloved. It's a tangerine Lemurian, and she's got this beautiful pinky orange color, and she's one of the first stones I ever bought. One of the first bigger stones I ever bought. And when I meditated with her, I realized all of the information in the entire universe was inside of this stone. Wow. Encoded with all the wisdom ever. How beautiful. Same thing when I work with my essential oils. Everything in the universe is inside of these tiny drops of plant spirit. And guess what that means? Everything in the universe is inside of me, is inside of you, is inside of us. And therefore, every healing component, every healing tool, every possibility for new life is inside of us. And the good news that comes at the end of the discomfort that most people feel when they begin to do the breath alchemy is that underneath all of it is more, is God, is creation. And I'll tell you, last night I had to have a big cry out of nowhere a big, big cry. And I'm so grateful my husband was with me. He was such a beautiful support. He just let me cry in his arms. And I kept trying to explain. And he said, "You don't have to say anything, love." He just let me cry, cry, cry. I call it the beautiful cry, not the ugly cry, the beautiful cry. I don't know. It took me 5, 7 minutes, 10 minutes maybe. And underneath those tears was a poem, and it just wrote itself. Shoo. 8 or 9 lines of text. Perfect. Shoo. I made a baby. I made a poem baby. Because underneath all of the hardness, all of the holding patterns is just God. So it is really a revolutionary act today. And not in defiance, in love, that right now we need all of the creative poetry that we can get, because poetry becomes new paradigms. Art makes new worlds, and we need all of the creation that we can get right now. So it is a revolutionary act to take the time out of our day, to make the time in our day to fully feel the feelings that we have been taught are unsafe, as proof, as way showers that in fact they are totally safe, that we are in fact completely safe to dive into the fire of the rage that sits in our right side or in our heart or in our throat, that we are in fact completely safe to swim on the waves, the never-ending undulating waves of grief that move through our body, and to stare our fear directly in her eyes. Not to scare her away, no, to love her. We cannot stand against hate. We must stand in front of hate with hearts wide open, full of love. This is the only energy by which hate can dissolve and soften and let go. When we feel our feelings and become the power of undefended love embodied, whomever we face sees an example of what is possible, and it might not be their time. But that embodiment, in my experience, is vastly more powerful than any word that I could speak. So it is a revolutionary act, and to keep it simple, you just never hold back your tears. When you feel angry, you go into a room and you scream into a pillow. You beat a pillow. You get that energy moving, not because it's bad or wrong, but because it has information for the body, from the body. And when we let it move through us, we become more fully who we are, which is God walking around in our particular earth suit. And that is when we can go and face people who are in so much pain that they feel it necessary to harm others. We don't have to harm those people. That we can be the power of undefended love, which is in fact the only creative energy in the universe. Love is the only way to expand. When we are coming from the fear that we are not safe, when we come from the fear of defense, we are in contraction. And let's correct our language here around birth, beloveds. We have been taught that women are, when they're in labor, they're having contractions. No, 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 no. They're not contracting and closing in on themselves and squeezing tight. When we are in labor to give birth, we are opening, 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 and experiencing the surge of labor. And yes, I have been there. It is intense. And yes, I have been there. There's so many molecules in the body that want to run the fuck away, that want to go as high up away from the source of the surge as possible, because it is never ending. You have no power over it. You don't know when it's going to start, when it's going to end, where it's going to go. It is the true womb of the great mother. It is a true vast void, but it is a void of love and creation, and it is the only place from which new life may emerge. So when we talk about labor, we don't talk about contraction, we talk about expansion. And we can just go ahead and eliminate that word contraction from our birth vocabulary. And while we're at it, the word delivery, because nobody delivers anything. Women give birth. And by give, we mean that they give of themselves, through themselves, as themselves to create new life. We're talking about actual birthing of babies, but we're also talking about the birthing of new worlds on planet Earth now, meaning new systems, new laws, new educational ideas, new governments, new community opportunities, new community structures. You understand that when we are coming from love, expansion is possible. Love is another word for faith. And the only way to have faith is by trying to go to the scary places and seeing what happens. That's the only way. Otherwise, it's an intellectual exercise and it will always fall short. You might be able to talk a good game about how beautiful God is, how beautiful the One Source is, but until you go into the dark places that have been untouched for so long, until you become willing to go and retrieve the soul fragments that have been left alone, we don't actually know what faith is. We must become willing to go into the places that seem unsafe in order to prove how safe we are. Now, beloved, you are safe. And you are totally in charge of this journey. You are the sovereign one. So nobody will lead you anywhere that is actually you're not ready for. You understand? You guide this journey. Your highest self guides this journey. Your full radiance steps forward in this journey. And you are surrounded. We are surrounded by so much love and so many guides and so many angels and so many ascended masters and so many ancestors and so many animal and plant friends that are here to help, seen and unseen, known and unknown. And so it is. Amen. But no one can do it for us, and we're not doing it alone. All right, so take a little sip of water. We're going to begin to breathe. And I want to say a note about my husband and really about the divine masculine. And I think most people on this call are identified as women, feminine creatures. It is only by fully stepping into the divine power of an unending, unknowable goddess energy that we are, that the divine masculine understands its place. My husband, for instance, my sweet beloved husband, he doesn't have the tools to help me to unwind. But when I do unwind, he suddenly is able to step forward in his full radiance to serve me. Birth must come from within me. And I'm not saying it's up to women, because the gender binary is also over if we want it to be. I'm saying that it starts from this place of nothing, which we identify as the feminine, as the great womb of the mother, which really has nothing to do with man or woman, you understand. It is just an energetic idea, an energetic truth that we are able to embody. And as we embody it, as we embody the courage to dive into this abyss with faith, it shows our support team how to help us. You see, there it is. It shows our angels, our guides, if we have partners or lovers or friends or assistants or healer mentors in our life, it shows them where we need support. And by the way, needing, asking, and accepting for support is the most courageous thing we can do. The idea that we must do it all by ourselves, it stems from, again, this shame that there's parts of ourselves that are unseeable, that we mustn't show to anyone else, that we've just got to, we'll just take care of this by ourselves. It's sort of like when you have guests for dinner and the kitchen is just a total tornado and people try to help and you think, oh, God, no, I'll do this. No. The total tornado is when we need the most hands on deck. And believe you me, everyone has their turn. We all need support to unravel. And we all have the ability to support others as they unravel. Or as I say, we unbecome in order to become. And that unbecoming often looks unbecoming in the eyes of the patriarchy and racism and fascism, in the eyes of the culture that many of us have been brought up in. My breathwork teacher said to me the other day, sweetheart, you are like Lady Gaga. One minute, you just look so weird. And the next minute, you completely embody the energy of the Mary, of the mother, of the Ma. The shapeshifter, you see? Just like Magdalene had to shapeshift and become invisible or visible, as the case may be, in order to carry her message across space and time in a safe way in front of people who wanted to kill her for just existing. You understand? So we shapeshift. We completely unbecome in order to become. Beloveds, today's breath alchemy will be slightly different in that I'm going to give you, we're going to talk specifically about different breath techniques for these three different feelings that we're dealing with today. And these feelings are just points on a spectrum, obviously. So work with them in a way that feels really good for you and understand that these teachings today are just sort of general starting points, that there is no right or wrong way to work with your breath, seriously, that the breath is the greatest prayer you can pray, and she will show you all the places. You know, there's that Dr. Seuss book, oh, the places you'll go. That's your breath for you. Oh, the places you'll go. There's no limit to how deep and how vast and how wide the beauty that you are is, and how, like, practically you can embody that beauty in your daily life. Do you see? It's not some place to visit and be like, that's cool. It's heaven on earth. It's heaven as earth. It's heaven in earth. It is experiencing the vastness of the surge of new life in your daily world, on your daily breath. And it's a practice. So we practice together, okay? So we'll have our usual music, but I think how it'll work is there will probably be some interruptions. We're going to deal with these feelings in layers. And again, no right or wrong way. This is just what I channeled for this particular lesson. So again, I invite you every day to explore the power of your breath and see what she has to share with you as the goddess praying through you. So let's talk a minute about breath. Breath comes from nowhere, out of nowhere. Think of it. It is the beginning of life. It happens on its own. We don't have to think about it. And yet when we commune with it closely and work with its power closely, what happens? Transformation, regeneration, recreation happens. The word breath, spirit, respiration, is the same as place, comes from the same place as spirit, same as inspiration. So I work with breath literally as God, as the source of all that is moving through us, as us. And understand that when we pass, right, the breath doesn't end. It just goes on to some new place as our body returns to earth. And the breath is this beautiful reminder that we are in fact God, right? We're embodying this breath. And yet, where does the breath come from? It comes from the source of all that is. So we are in fact God, and yet everything is in fact God. And so we are not God in complete, in totality. We are a part of God. And therefore, we don't have to control it all. We can relax into the mystery that there is, in fact, a loving guiding force that will always be beyond our understanding, but always be within us and as us through us. You see? We breathe through our mouth in this technique in order to lift and incite and decompress. Nose breathing, also very helpful for relaxing and going inward, relaxing, toning down, shedding the energy of the day. Breathing through the mouth actually incites the sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight nervous system. So we become able to access these ancient parts of our brain, but also of our being that have been held at bay for a long time. And are actually influencing our nervous system, right? So when we have these held emotions, what happens is they literally stick inside of our body. This can obviously manifest as physical pain. It can obviously manifest as psychological disorder and anxiety disorder and depression. Obviously, it can manifest as tightness in the muscles and physical imbalances. And sometimes you can watch people walk, you can see in their gait where they're storing their pain. There needs to be a discernment here between the pain of held emotions and the perceived pain of feeling emotions. If you've been in labor, you understand that if you go so deeply into the surge of the baby moving down, it is not exactly pain. It is very intense. But when you go into the very heart of the sensation, it becomes simply vibration. And that presence with the heart of the sensation, it takes all of the concentration. So the idea that these feelings, anger, sadness, and fear, are in fact synonymous with pain, let's discard that idea. And let's instead notice that the pain that we experience is actually the result of carrying these emotions around for any amount of time beyond the time that they're there to serve us. Because we need our fear. Of course, we need anger, right? Anger, it's the energy of the dark goddess of Kalima. It's the energy of like, hey, wait a minute. No, this is not okay. We do not accept this. This is not how we like it. This will not stand. But it itself is not pain. The feeling, the sensation of sadness, of loss, of ending, of disappointment, of real heartbreak. This beautiful energy that I feel so closely connected to Mother Mary, not because she's, a grieving widowed mother, she wasn't widowed, but, lost her child, but because the grief of that real sadness, that real horror, she was able to move through her completely every time it came, because of course it will come for the rest of your life, the grief of losing a loved one. But she was still able to be free, to not live in pain because of it. And fear, when you have to stop suddenly in your car because you might hit another car and you get that jolt in your nervous system up your spine. Oh my God, what just happened? The fear of, oh my God, that could have been. We need that response. We need to be able to stop and turn on a dime. But that fear is effective fear. When we don't integrate and breathe in those moments, what happens is that we become shrouded in a cloud of funk. And actually, our instinctual ability to respond on a dime becomes dulled. You know, our peripheral vision becomes dulled, and we actually become less astute in the world. And we know this. We're able to adapt, but we know it deep down, and we become afraid because we're not able to see what's coming behind us, you see? Either we're slogged down by the pain of held emotions, or there's tension in our neck and we're not able to turn our head fast enough to see who's coming behind us. That's enough. Here we go to breathe. All right, beloved. Have your water. We're going to do a few minutes of deep, long breath through the mouth to just slough off the first layer. I encourage you to lie down in a way that your throat is completely open, back on the floor, feeling your heels on the floor, back of the head on the floor. Open your mouth, slack jaw, breathing deep in the mouth. Exhale, long, slow, deep. Complete. Inhale. Feeling that your breath does the work. You don't have to think about it or understand it. Just let the breath be the medicine. Feeling your breath move as love, preparing the ground of your body for a true soul retrieval, really. For the ceremony of your own reclamation. Keep breathing. Good. Feeling how your body is connected to the earth, just naturally, she is the earth. Instant grounding, feeling how you're connected your body is connected to the idea of heaven, which is in fact the place within you, in fact, is you. Keep your breath moving through your mouth and taking your attention now to the right side of your body where your liver lives, sort of just, she's in the rib cage near the bottom of the right side. She's a big organ, and traditionally the liver is associated with our anger, which we'll deal with now. So just to recap, just an initial sweep, breathing through the mouth will wipe off the first layer of stress and residue and holding patterns in the body. And now, underneath that, we usually find rage. So just keeping your attention on the right side, but please, if you need to move the attention other places, please, please do. There is certainly no rule that says all anger is in the liver, but it is a good place to start. And as we deal with our anger, we deal with our breath as the sharp knife of clear endings. So our breath picks up a little bit and is like this. Inhale big, drop it, inhale, drop it, inhale, drop it. Now, as you move with this breath, you may feel dizzy and tingling. It is deeply uncomfortable, especially if you are new to working with anger. You are safe. Keep breathing. Big inhale, drop it, inhale, drop like a knife, inhale. And the dropping is relaxation. You don't have to muscle through the exhale. You completely let it go to fill up anew. Letting this breath show you the places inside of you, the physical, spiritual, emotional places that are holding anger from this and other life, from your experience and the human experience. And let your breath just go there, not trying to change it, but to be with it and to feel it and to let the heat, the fire of this rage and this anger move through you, not to change it, not to end it, but to integrate with it. As you start to feel this dizziness, lightheadedness, go into that feeling. Remember how safe and loved you are, how held you are by the Great Mother, by the name of God that you say. So you go into the center of the center of the sensation, letting your breath be the medicine. Keep it sharp. Let your body move. You might feel that right side begin to heave in a way. You might feel your right arm begin to lift with the inhale and come down, chopping, cutting the cords of all that doesn't serve you. Calling on beloved Archangel Michael to be with us here, beloved Kali Ma to be with us here, feeling your own tongue. Declaring what it is you are done with. Declaring the end of war inside of you and calling back all parts of you that have been abandoned and allowing those parts of you to deeply express the rage they feel for being abandoned. We're not hunting to kill, we're hunting to love those who have been yet unloved. Who's still there? Keep breathing. Ha continuing to drop the breath, but letting it soften. Feeling yourself as though you are deeply relaxing into the ocean waters of your own being, feeling the deep blue energies of Yamamaya and Mother Mary infused in this ocean water of your own soul, your own radiance, the ocean waters of beloved Mother Earth, and feeling your body begin to move by the power of your lungs, the home of grief. Allowing your breath to move through your lungs as the wave of your own heartbreak all of the loss that you have experienced in this and other lifetimes, the death of children, the death of beloveds, the death of dreams, and the rejection of the deep, sad parts of yourself by others and by yourself, feeling their sadness on the waves of your breath, long, slow, and deep, like a wave. Feeling now a two-part inhale through the belly, heart, exhale, like a wave building. Inhale, belly, inhale, heart, exhale out, inhale, belly, inhale, heart, exhale out, inhale, belly, heart, exhale, keep breathing. Take me to your river. Any tears, please let them come and come and come and wash, wash, wash. Take me to your river. Feeling how safe you are, beloved, to unbecome. Feeling the arms of the Great Mother moving and dancing with you, not holding you tight in constriction, giving you, creating the space in which you can completely let go. That's it. Two part inhale, belly, heart, exhale. Take me to your river. I wanna go. Oh, take me to your river. Feeling any sobs moving up through your chest, letting your lungs just loosen the detritus of holding patterns of grief, and letting the sobs come up and up and up and up and out your breath. Feeling the wails, the weeping of humanity, so ready to be done with learning on the wings of duality, ready to learn on the wings of love, unity, consciousness, and just feeling the grief of the space between those two times, the learning curve of ascension.
Lord, please let me know. Take me to your river. I wanna go.
feeling what's underneath the grief and the sadness, what's underneath the rage and the anger. It's the ultimate the seed of duality, the fear of being killed, the fear of being hurt, the fear of losing reputation, the fear of pain, the fear of looking weird, the fear of trying something new, of exploring and adventuring, whether it's out in the world or in the landscape of your own being. The fear of creating something that's never been here before, because what will they think of it? What if somebody doesn't like your baby? The fear that you could ever be rejected by God. The fear that you are separate from God. Fear generally living somewhere in our chest, our throats, traditionally in the kidneys, in the back of our body, near the bottom of our ribs. The fear of fully embodying our power, because someone might see you. Continue to breathe through your mouth, letting your breath move now like wind, so that she starts to wave and spiral through your body. Let her show you the way, top to bottom, through your arm channels, your leg channels, your pelvis, your nose, your throat, all of it. Feeling how your liver and your lungs a bit cleansed. Now your lungs can truly power your breath to deal with the heart of the issue, which is simply the idea that you don't come from God. Without trying to change this idea, just deeply feeling it. Who feels unlovable? Who feels terrified of speaking up? Who feels terrified of laughing loud and crying hard? Taking your breath there, like the wind. Not to wipe it clean, but like a beacon, like a bird. Come on with me, fear. Let's fly around together and see how truly safe we are. Feeling this breath move in spirals, beloved. Maybe feeling your own song come out. Thank you. feeling your body. Just about 15 minutes of clear, directed breath. Peeling the layers, first of rage and anger, grief, sadness, heartbreak, at the core of our perceived duality, our fear. Feeling the medicine of your breath now moving through you as inspiration. Feeling how all of those parts of you are now integrated into your body, into your being, your cellular makeup. Letting your breath become more gentle, still through the mouth, gentle, soft, like angel's breath, the color of gold, gold, liquid gold butterfly. And just taking these last few minutes to receive any downloads that are certainly coming your way. They might come as thoughts, feelings, poems, songs. Pay them the deepest honor and respect. They are, in fact, the voice of God coming to you as you. Gentle through the mouth. Feeling the new freedom in your tissues, in your joints, in your heart space, the spaciousness in your mind and the openness of your heart, the three-dimensionalness of your body and the multidimensional truth of your consciousness and now your awareness.
They said that this hurts, I know it is inside. I kept the feelings close.
You might feel some dancing. Keep breathing. You might feel like sitting up, rolling over, hands and knees. Take your time, move slow. You might feel like touching your body, caressing your throat and your chest and your belly, your yoni, your thighs, all of your glory. Yes, beloved, yeah. Letting your breath come to settled. Oh, feeling it. How your lips gently close, just soften in your face. Feeling this peaceful, energized, renewed sensation in your body. I get a lot of messages from people that they can't make time for breath alchemy. And I understand people are busy. But I deeply believe that we can't afford to not make time for this. Feeling the sensations in your body, feeling the energy that naturally comes to you. Honoring, deeply honoring the downloads, the transmissions that you are here to bring to earth. Feeling your awareness completely integrated into your entire body from the toes, the ankles, the knees, calves, thighs, pelvis, yoni, belly, chest, bosoms, throat, heart, lungs, liver, eyes, face, head. Feeling yourself completely in you as you. Feeling yourself as the beloved, as God, Do you feel it? Nobody can give this to you or explain it to you. It is only something that is revealed on the breath. Taking a nice deep breath in your nose and exhaling out by the mouth. Inhaling by the nose. Taking in the full radiance of your presence. And exhaling by the mouth, contributing the full radiance of your presence into your space, into this world. And one more to seal this transmission, giving thanks to yourself, giving thanks to the spirit of all life. Exhaling and committing to moving through our day as the power of God, as love. Bringing hearts, hands to heart center, palms touching. We say namaste. Thank you, God. Amen. And so it is.